This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Backstage with a golden embrace. Tales from the stands to the batter's cage. The kind of stories that'll keep you engaged. Backstage with a golden embrace.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a special edition A Phillies Backstage. Tom and John here with you. And guess what? It is Thursday night, and the Phillies...
Almost Friday. 11:55.
11:55. John and I are up here at, on the Hall of Fame level in one of the... We're in
an auxiliary broadcast booth. We are overlooking the field.
Yep.
All the players' wives and families, and I see Rob Brooks, the media, people are around, all the players... have still in the clubhouse celebrating. I see a player coming out right now in the overalls.
They're celebrating because what just happened, John?
Well, Tom, I think everyone knows when they're going to get this podcast on Friday that one of the epic games.
Really?
And, Tom, this rivalry between the Braves and the Phillies, starting last year, this year, they've got their whole team locked up for many years and young players.
Yeah.
We've got guys locked up for many years. This is going to be a rivalry for the ages for the next five, seven years.
Yeah, and part of it is the Braves have yet to beat us in the postseason.
We're in their heads.
We are so in their heads. John, what a night, first of all. Yeah, I mean, if we're working backwards, I mean, it was a great series. But tonight in particular, after what turned out to be a laugher last night, to then – have a nail biter like tonight. You know, if you were at the game in the crowd, last night was one big party. Today there were a lot of party moments, but there were a lot of moments where you were biting your fingernails.
Are you kidding me? I was all right, so let's set the scene. I know you're the best friend of the Fanatics, so you've got to be with the Fanatics, so
correct.
I do want to find out what you were doing throughout the game. But for me, I think I told last time that I have a little superstition that I stay in one area, I stay in the seat. The lucky seat. My daughter was in front of me. My wife was pacing in the back. She goes to the bathroom when it gets really tense. She goes into the bathroom because she thinks that's a lucky sign for her. So, you know, all of a sudden it's very tense. The whole time it's tense, right? And next thing you know, we strand bases. The first three innings we stranded. I think we were 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. And the fans are just ready for something good. And then what happens for them? The Braves. Hit a dart, was it? No, it was Austin Riley.
Right.
Austin Riley hits a home run, but it doesn't deflate the crowd.
No.
It doesn't deflate the crowd because we're waiting. And then it was almost like the exact carbon copy of last night. So what happens? Castellanos, the next half inning, we don't have to worry about that home run. Boom, he ties it back up.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the place was just jumping. I mean, it was loud from the get-go.
Yes.
I mean, when you were the Fanatic, you had to have felt that.
Yeah, the Fanatic. When I was out there with the Fanatic, we were talking about it before. Last night's game started at 5 o'clock. It took a little while for them to get going, like the first inning. But the pregame was a little bit, you could tell the fans were still kind of getting to their seats. Tonight, 8 o'clock start. They were fired up from the jump. Strider, everybody, that added another element to tonight's game and the intensity and the craziness of the fans. You know, he makes his walk from the bullpen, like the starting pitcher usually does, from the bullpen to the bench. And the Fanatic likes to intimidate the opposing pitcher, and he likes to just kind of stare him down.
You know, right, kind of like Bryce Harper.
Pull up Bryce Harper once. So the Fanatic was looking for him, and figured, he must have maybe – he didn't want to be out on the field just before the game, maybe try to, you know, sneak into the – without making a scene. But once you know – Strider, just before the Phillies take the field, starts his walk from the bullpen, and the whole crowd is in. They're pumped up. They're ready.
Well, and everyone saw that video. Now, I know it was in jest. Supposedly,
of course,
he's a big Larry David fan, but he said, what's your hot take? And he said, well, I think fans shouldn't be at the stands. Now, obviously, he's tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time.
It's that, and also last year, I think the fans rattled him a little bit last year. So, anyway, I just couldn't believe that he made that walk. He was still in fair territory when Dan Baker was announcing the Phillies team. And so the fans, it was just a full-throated boo turned into when Dan said, and now, you know, you're 2023 Philadelphia Phillies. And the place went nuts. So it just from the beginning, John.
Can Dan Baker get arrested for inciting a riot? Because Dan Baker is so good at just playing up to the crowd, getting the crowd all pumped up. I was thinking that. I mean, again, these guys, our fans are ready to get – you know, from the get-go, I saw Joe Torre was out in the first row, and again, Miles Teller's dad was down there, so they know each other because they've been down there for a while.
Are you going to be invited to the Miles Christmas party?
I hope so. Yes, I should be. Right?
I mean, boy, you're spending a lot of time with that family.
I am. Jeez. You're right. But Joe Torre, same thing. I think I mentioned this last time. But we saw him in the hotel, and he's like, oh, man, this crowd, before the series even started, he said, this crowd's going to be going nuts. I know all about it, managing the Yankees all those years. And same thing, I saw him today before the game, and it was already loud. Right before the game started, he's looking at me like, wow, this is more nuts than normal.
And that's just been, John, I tell you, it's hit the expectation every game. You know,
set the bar so high.
Yeah, we have. And then, it's a national story how crazy this ballpark gets. And then you're like, you know what, there's going to be a game where, you know, maybe we're down 5 runs and people are going to be sitting on their hands or something. But it hasn't. Every game has been just completely insane.
I feel like we can't lose in this place. I mean, I say that as a knock on wood. But I'm telling you, like, you know, we all should have been really nervous today. You know, we lose today, we go to Atlanta,
right?
And they have Strider on the mound. Strider, the only 20-game winner in Major League Baseball, the leader by far in strikeouts, the guy that always beats us in the regular season. But we knew he hasn't beaten us in the postseason because he's pitched, you know, here, or actually, and he lost game one. But you had this, I don't know about you, but, like, today, I was nervous, really nervous yesterday.
Yeah.
Today, I was like, I can't wait till the game starts, right? Because you just think somehow we're going to get to Strider. Somehow we're in the Braves' head. Somehow there's going to be some dramatic moments, which I couldn't wait to see. And we did.
Yeah.
And talk about some dramatic moments, a couple of them, right? And we're going to have Kevin Stocker then come over and talk about the game too. But how about Castellanos? We talked about how he basically took all the momentum out of the sails of the Braves.
Yep.
And he hits the home run, just launches it. How about Turner? Yeah. Turner makes the error in the beginning, but then he also got it started with the first hit of the game, and then he has a huge home run.
Right. Well, Castellanos, what is the first guy ever in postseason history to have two
ever
back-to-back multi-home run games? I mean, that guy has got to be the MVP. Bryce, as great as he was, I think Castellanos – probably is your MVP of this series.
I agree, but there's so many. I mean, Bryce obviously with that huge, the huge game yesterday, and Castellanos with a huge game. Trey Turner's had a great series. You could say Aaron Nola. You know, Wheeler pitched a great game.
Yes.
How about Ranger Suarez? Suarez. You know, you think he's going to get taken out after second time through the lineup. And he was dealing. They made one little mistake, and then for the most part.
Listen, you could say the bullpen is the MVP. I mean, they kept that, the whole pitching staff, but just kept that Atlanta offense, dormant, basically, and just didn't let them get, any kind of momentum.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And tell you what, when it was bases loaded and Acuna, I remember it was 3-2, and I said, please don't walk this guy because you got the MVP of the major leagues coming up, right? And the guy's just waiting to do something horrible to the Phillies, right?
I know.
Horribly. I'm picturing him, hitting a grand slam and flapping the Eagles' bird, like the wings. And I'm like, please,
didn't happen,
please.
John.
And he hits the ball. And every Philadelphian's heart sank. You're like, please, no, no. And it's going in the corner. And you're like, where's Rojas? And Rojas is gliding over there. And then it wasn't the most elegant, but it was a –
yeah, I think he thought he was going to hit the wall.
Right.
And it was right at that corner, too.
Right at the corner,
odd spot. But what a catch. And the reaction of the players on the field, I tell you, TBS did a nice job covering the series, and they had some of the reactions of the players after he made that catch, and you know, spectacular.
And also Rob Thompson, the way he used the bullpen. I mean, obviously he comes out, and then he goes to Sir Anthony, right? And then he goes to Alvarado
early.
And then he brings Alvarado back out.
Yep.
Then he brings Kimbrel in, and he brings Kimbrel back out. Right?
And everybody's wondering, well, who's he going to use? But then, John, you know, he has all the pitchers available tonight.
Right, because
he
was yesterday.
He was going to, you know, I was thinking, you know, you might see Taijuan Walker. You might see Sanchez. I mean,
you know,
who's going to close this game.
This is why I'm not managing and why I'm doing a podcast with you. I was thinking, I said, maybe you throw in, because if they're running out of guys you really don't trust, throw in Wheeler. You got to win this game. If you win this game, it doesn't matter. Wheeler doesn't need to pitch on Saturday. But then again, that's completely stupid because if somehow they come back, then we've really shot ourselves in the foot for Saturday. But I was thinking that.
It's so perfect now. We don't have to go to Atlanta. It's crazy that we are now have home field advantage
and
in
could,
the National
and
League
could
Champions.
Throughout the whole playoffs.
Yes.
If we play the Houston Astros, if we advance past Arizona and we play Houston, now we're going to have home field advantage throughout the
Yeah, it'd be Throughout awesome.
Which would be
it would and a rematch with Houston, you know, that could be pretty
cool. I don't want
cool,
to see
but
that.
We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Other things tonight, John. So,
how about the celebrities?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Joe Blanton, did you have anything to do with that? Were you with him at all today?
No, nope, I didn't even see Joe. I was kind of running all over the place.
Still, they do a nice job. So Dan Baker makes the announcement, you know, throwing out today's first pitch, and then he goes silent, and then they show highlights of Joe Blanton. And Joe had some great highlights in 2008.
Well, the big home run.
The big home run. Place erupts. He threw a strike to the Fanatic. And then I know for the Fanatic it was a big night, John, because he got to hang out with the Philadelphia Eagle cheerleaders. And
I saw that.
You know, it's pretty cool. You know, I tell you, John, the behind the scenes here and the people who work the entertainment do such a great job. And we get together, too, and we try to think, okay, you know, who can we bring in to pump up the crowd? It's the postseason. You know, the Fanatics got to kind of bring it, but in a different way. It's just not like skits and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's more like pump-up
stuff.
Yeah,
firing people up.
Yeah, just fire people up, you know. But it's difficult, just like it is with first balls, because you want to have a great one every night, and you're also planning for the next series, so, you know, National League Championship Series, the World Series. It's like, oh, should we bring this guy in? Should we bring that guy in? So
right, because you don't want to use the big ones too early.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you also, you know, if you get knocked out, then you've
correct.
You know,
yeah,
then you got to wait a long time.
Exactly. So the Philadelphia Eagle cheerleaders were great. I know last night we brought in this great kids group we've used before, Philly Fresh. They were super, too.
How long did the Fanatic practice with the Eagles cheerleaders?
There'll be no practice. John, if you saw it, you could tell he didn't practice with him. He's out there just doing, you know, shaking
Fanatic
his belly.
Games.
But the Fanatic has been wearing his overalls in this postseason, and the only problem with that is it makes him look a little hippie, John. You know, it's just I don't know if it's
the Fanatic's not like a flower child. You know, Fanatic would have been in Woodstock back in the 60s.
The overalls, I don't know about Woodstock. It almost looked like Farmer Fanatic, but it doesn't do anything for his felt figure. You know, it doesn't really show it off at all.
Well, but the Fanatics just eat less hot dogs.
So we're going to get to the, you know, we've already discussed. Now, all of a sudden, John, we have a home game here Monday.
And Tuesday.
And Tuesday, which we thought, oh, we'll have a little bit of time off and we'll be, you know, back here later in the week. But we got to get right after it. We're already planning, you know, what we're going to be doing starting Monday.
Well, let's talk about some of the celebrities here because you just started with that. I love, one of my favorite things of the playoffs is the crowd's pumped up in between innings and they'll show up somebody. So they showed Joel Embiid.
Joel was in the
CP ranking club.
Yes.
Which is pretty awesome. Then they showed Jordan Davis, remember?
Fletcher Cox.
Jordan Davis was right next to Fletcher Cox, and Fletcher Cox had a great time. It seemed like they were all wearing Harper jerseys.
Yeah.
Right? And then they showed Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese had a Harper jersey. Fletcher had, I think, just a postseason red hoodie on, you know, and he was fired up.
Totally fired up.
And the crowd loves it, you know.
It was great. And I loved, you know, too, that when they show some of our players, too. You know, I know the other last night they showed Larry Boa
up
there. You know,
Mr. Philly.
But, you know, I went up in one of the suites. I saw Brian Schneider, our catcher that played, you know, with Chase Utley. And
yes.
back in that.
Oh, he was here tonight? Era,
yeah. Yep,
wow, Brian Schneider was here. That guy is.
Yep, I know Dave Doster was here.
I saw him.
I know Paul Reed was here. PJ Tucker was here. Kevin Jordan was here. Ken Griffey, I think Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr.
Really?
Were here.
What
yep.
are they doing here?
I don't know. But I know J.C. Romero. J.C. Romero, by the way.
I love that guy.
I challenge him to an arm wrestling contest. Have you seen him lately?
He's buff, right? I mean,
oh yeah. He's even
like Raul. Raul's,
yeah. You know, they're hitting the weight room, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I lost in that. So Raul was here. The commissioner was here.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred, Howie Roseman was here. So Cam Jurgens and the Eagles was here. So it's funny. Like, I love that all the teams support everybody else. Right?
And sure.
We had, the Flyers played tonight, obviously. They won their opener.
Oh, they did win.
Yeah, they beat Columbus.
Yeah.
But a bunch of those guys were here during the wild card series, so it was fun to see. And I'm sure they'll be back if the schedule aligns. So it's
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So much fun right now.
Awesome. It really is, John. A great night. What do we do now?
Well, let me ask you a question. Will the Fanatic won't head out to Arizona?
No. Not allowed. It's actually in the MLB postseason manual. Mascots are not allowed to travel to other cities.
Okay.
I don't think they want, I think they think the mascots are going to incite a riot or something. Right. I don't know, but.
And what's the Fanatics' relationship with the Diamondbacks mascot?
They get along.
What's the name?
Baxter.
He's
a bobcat. Why? They used to be like in the Bob.
Why isn't he a snake?
It's a good question. Bobcats are big in Arizona.
Right.
And
well,
wasn't it
called the Diamondbacks? Right?
I know, but their ballpark was called the Bob. Are they in a new ballpark or is it the same one they've
always been? I think it's the same one they've always
been.
Wasn't
it called the Bob? I think it was the Bob. Like, that was the nickname for it. I don't know.
So that's where the Bobcat came from?
I think so.
Does the Bobcat hang out in the swimming pool? They still have a swimming pool out there, right?
They do. Did you see their players jumping in the swimming pool?
I did not.
Yeah, they all, after the game, they were in the locker room, then they all ran out to the swimming pool and jumped in.
Now, it's really interesting because, there's controversy right now as far as the playoff format. Because twice in a row, last year, San Diego beats the Dodgers after the Dodgers sat out for a long time. The Phillies, obviously, we beat the Braves last 2 years after they sat out, right? Now, Houston's defied all that because Houston, the last 2 years, have had byes, but it never affected them, right? But I read all these reports from the Braves fans and some Braves blog, and they're whining about the playoffs. They need to fix this because it's not fair. The Braves spent all this time to get 100-something wins, and then they have to sit for 6 days, 7 days.
They won game two, John.
Right?
They won game two. It's like, it didn't affect you at game two. You're warmed up. Let's say game one, okay, you're a little rusty. If they're going to use that excuse. But they won game two, and then so why didn't they win games three and four?
Exactly. Exactly. So also let me tell you that one of the things that happens when we, all the employees that are here, we get ridiculous phone calls and requests as we're going, as we're heading towards the series. Right? So let me just
you told me about this. I still can't believe it.
Let me just tell you some of the requests I got.
Because we do get crazy. That people come out of the woodwork.
Out of the woodwork. All right. So here's some of the requests I got. And obviously I say no.
And you're saying requests because the people want tickets, right, John?
Tickets or other things. One request, someone I didn't know, it's their wife's anniversary. I've never met. And can you do something special for this family? Uh-huh. Like for the couple. I'm like, well, just coming to the game is pretty special, right?
Of course.
Do you want me to dance and juggle and what do you want me to do? So, and then we had
to have Bryce Harper come out to our seats
Yes. I had one guy who is, I guess, a part-time actor out in L.A.
Yeah.
He wanted to know, he's from the Philadelphia area, he wanted to know if he can throw out the first pitch, and he said that he was in a couple episodes of Matlock, right?
Yeah.
He was in a couple episodes
of Matlock, and he's actually asking seriously if he could throw out the first pitch at a Phillies postseason game?
Yes. and then he came back to me, and when I kind of said, I questioned it a little bit, but then he came back and said he was in some other movie or I've never even heard of it.
Oh my gosh!
It's so ridiculous that I can't even.
And so he was serious. He really thought, "Hey, I'm an actor, and I want to throw out the first pitch."
I think if you got to take your shot, right? I guess.
All right. Well, how about the guy? Somebody asked you for tickets, and it's a guy you met 30 years ago.
Okay, I haven't got there yet.
What happened there?
So another one. I've got a request from some guy said, "Hey, I have your card from many years ago." From 30 years ago.
30 years
from
ago. 1994.
From the winter caravan in Scranton when the Phillies AAA team was in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre.
Right.
Right? And I guess that we gave away tickets, you know. He won a pair of tickets in 1994.
Right.
And it comes with a tour of the vet. So he reaches out to me just yesterday and said, hey, you know, explains the situation. I still have your card. I won two tickets in 1994, and I never had the opportunity to redeem it. Can I get two playoff
that
tickets?
That is crazy. you really
I couldn't remember the other show. The guy that was in Matlock was also, he sent me back and said, I was also in Jake and the Fat Man.
Oh, well, then, so, you know, he should be throwing, not the division series, John. We'll save that guy for the World Series.
That's what we're going to do. We're safe. Then another one, hold on, I got one more. Did you hear the voicemail on this one? I got one where this guy is a psychiatrist, and he specializes in fans' enjoyment and getting fans riled up. I'm not really sure exactly what that means. But he wanted to submit a song that he didn't really write because it's the Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Okay.
Right? It's the one you hear at Penn State games. Dun, 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 dun,
oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he wrote that.
Yeah, so he said, I got this song, and it's, you know, to this White Stripes song, but he changed the lyrics, and he sang the whole song on my voicemail, and he did all the dun-dun-dun part, the whole part, and the lyrics were, he used a curse word in one of the lyrics, then he said,
But based on the Phillies team, is that what he did? Did he change it up?
Yes, yeah. and then he said, at the end, he said, I really think this will pump up the crowd. Please call me, because I think the fans could really use this to get pumped up.
Right.
Because as you saw tonight, like, we really need the fans to get pumped up.
Yeah.
I mean.
With his song. Well, now, that's what I was going to say. You know, when I used to do the music back at the Vet in the early 90s, people came out of the woodwork with different parodies and songs, and they wanted, you know, when the team was doing well, 93, you know, everybody wanted their song to be played, you know, in the ballpark. So we got cassettes and, you know, of people and letters, you know, hey, I wrote this song, can you play it? And, you know, yeah, so that. Those folks are always out there, and I love it. Listen,
I love it
love
too.
The
I'm saying that
you gotta love. The
I
passion.
Say that in a loving to all those people that are, if you're listening out there, I love it. Now, don't expect me to like throw out the first pitch because you were in Jake and the Fat Man, right? Or I'm not redeeming tickets from 1994.
that's my favorite one. The guy you gave a business card to 30 years ago,
right.
Now calling you for postseason tickets.
And it's only gonna get crazier too, because I know, like, back in 2008. I was getting calls from, I remember Eddie Munster reached out. He wanted tickets to the World Series.
He was a good dude, though.
A great guy.
Yeah,
we were hanging out
absolutely.
With,
we were hung hanging out with Eddie Munster.
And I remember he said to me, would you want my autograph? And I, you know, normally, like, you'd say, hey, can I have your autograph? And he said, would you want
I remember that, John.
And he signed it, and like, all right. And I actually have it up on my – I still have it on my cupboard. Or not cupboard, but cupboard. My – whatever you call it. Above my off file cabinet
or
whatever.
Yes, your file cabinet.
I've got all my random celebrity stuff.
You're right, John, because that's what's going to start happening. We're in the National League Championship Series. The Diamondbacks going to be interesting. You know, they kind of are the new spunky team, kind of where we were maybe last year. A lot of young guys who are having great years. Obviously, they got the – you know, potential National League Rookie of the Year in Carroll. But, you know, a couple good pitchers at
the top
of the rotation.
Yes, with the Kelly and Zach Gallen. They've got – but, you know, again, they're young.
Yeah, they're young.
And they actually beat us here at Citizens Bank Park.
But not in the postseason.
But
they haven't experienced what they're about to experience.
They have not. But they are – you got to give them credit for what they did to the Dodgers.
Oh,
because they came in there and – they just hit four home runs in a row yesterday.
Yeah.
And they got, again, they got a lot of guys that most Philly fans will not know. Perdomo and, as you said, Walker and Corbin Carroll and a bunch of other guys. But, these guys have talent. So don't think because we have the home field advantage and they're not the Braves, they're not the Dodgers. This team is going to be a pain in our butts.
Yeah, and I feel like we're kind of destined to play them because we thought maybe we'd see them, you know, in the division series, but or in the wild card, right? Yeah, we thought maybe we'd see them in the wild card. But so, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And I'm kind of glad we didn't.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
The path so far has been pretty good.
Well, yeah. You know why? Because we – hopefully the monkey on our back with the Marlins, they've always been a thorn in our side. We beat them. We beat the lowly Braves. And I am – John, you know how much we despise this team. Up in the press club, singing with Harry Callis, Ricky Bell coming up, and, you know, just
well, one thing we didn't back in the day. Sorry, just one last thing because I know we're going to – Arcia, how about that? Orlando Arcia. How about when he, you know, from two nights ago, after Harper made the base running, which I don't even think it was, I don't fault the guy. You know what? Because if you got to be aggressive, because if that falls, he's going to score.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, so, I guess, you know, he should have probably stopped right at second base, but, you know, he likes to push the envelope.
I don't find any fault in that.
Yep, yep.
But Arcia, I guess, was in the clubhouse and he was spouting off.
Yeah.
Spouting off.
He was.
Harper, this and that.
Word
and then it gets back. And then they have the temerity. I'm going to use that word.
Ooh, look at you.
I'm going to use it. They have the temerity to basically complain about it and saying this clubhouse is sacred.
Right.
It should, well, if you're yelling it a million times and there's people in there with recorders, right? Well,
then it's
fair
weasel
game.
Move by them.
It's fair game. And then, and then next thing you know, Harper hits the two home runs
and
the death stare is just like the death stare you gave Strider today, or the Fanatic gave Strider today. Just this playoffs has been magical.
It's been the best.
And I think we're due for some more magic in the next series.
Absolutely, John. Hey, I'm so glad we did this special edition of Phillies Backstage, John. This has been great. We're still looking at all the families out there enjoying the post-game celebration. I hope you guys are enjoying it, too, out there in podcast land. And we can't wait to do our next show, right, John? I don't know.
After the Diamondback series.
Is that what we're going to do?
When we're talking about how we took down the Diamondbacks and taking the NL crown.
Oh, that would be nice. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're going to the National League Championship Series, and we'll see you next time on Phillies Backstage.